In an ever-changing world, Off Hollywood Media presents a voice of truth and inspiration, resonating a vibration of love and understanding, illuminating new paths for new directions, as we, as one, strive for higher and higher levels of consciousness, always remembering life changes. And now, your host, our MC, our master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Yes, indeed. It is I, Filippo Voltaggio, and I am happy to be hosting Life Changes today. And it's interesting. We'll talk about it here in just a minute. But life is changing, and it is getting exciting daily for me and for so many of us. Our guest today is Bradley Quick, and Bradley is a really special guy. He's a TV and radio host. He's an author, a motivational speaker, a life enhancement specialist, and a visionary. So can't wait to talk about him and to have him on, because he's got an incredible story and an amazing way of going about life because of his story. So can't wait to have him share. But before he comes on, let's talk about life changing all over the place. First of all, we did our live show on this past Thursday. And I tell you, these shows are growing, and it's an incredible thing to see how people are responding to them. Obviously, we've hit a chord with what's going on in the world, and we're so excited because it's what we're about. And people are, it's interesting how you see people come in with a certain energy, and then you see them leave with another, really uplifted. And actually, the best part of it is you actually don't see them leave. You have to kick them out. And that's because we're living up to our show. It's interesting because it's not huge yet, and it's not, you know, we're not filling up stadiums at the moment. However, we are living up to one thing for sure, and that is we say, as our tagline, you've never felt a show like this before. Not you've never seen, not you've never heard, you've never felt. And it certainly is the case, because at the end of the show, here are all these strangers that walked in as strangers, are not leaving for an hour and a half afterwards, because of what they felt and what they're feeling and the fact that they want to feel more. And so we're really proud of that. And obviously, like I said, we've struck a chord, and we're doing some things right, if not a lot of things. And it's interesting because, as I said, life's changing. Well, life's changing for me as well in the process here, because take, for example, something that I wouldn't have expected just last night. I'm working on a book, and I was busily working on a book, and a friend of mine had written me saying, there's a Valentine's party going on. I'd like to invite you as my guest. And I said, that sounds great, but I'm working on my book. And so a couple days later, same thing. You know, come on, you should come. I got an email. I got a phone call. But I just kept working on my book and knew that I was wanting to spend Sunday working on my book. And got down to about chapter 13 of the rewrite, and I was starting on chapter 14, and I thought, 14th? Today's the 14th. Today is Valentine's Day, and for God darn it, somebody's inviting me out to a party, and there'll be people, you know, it just get out where, you know, I'm not the center of attention. I'm just going to enjoy my time and be with some people and just, you know, and there were going to be some performances at this party, so I was just going to go enjoy everybody else doing what they do. So I just went incognito, so to speak, and just enjoyed the party. And I got there a little late, but as the performances started to die down, somebody said, Filippo's here. Filippo, tell us about what you do. And I just kind of looked around the room, and I thought, you know, it's not that I'm shy, but I don't know. I was just trying to be quiet. But anyway, I said, well, I'm a radio host. And someone says, yeah, with a voice like that, we knew that part. And somebody said something else, and it was kind of funny. And then somebody says, well, what's the show called? And I said, it's Life Changes. Well, what kind of life changes? And I said, well, you know, the kind of life changes that are going on within ourselves, in our lives, in our bodies. Well, that could be anything. Yeah, it is actually almost anything. Well, but is it UFOs? And I said, well, yes, it's UFOs also. Oh, really? Is it about the shift? Yeah, it's about the shift also. Oh, all of a sudden, all these people got quiet and more people started gathering around and said, well, tell us about some of these life changes. And I said, well, we interview people and that have either changed their lives or out there changing other people's lives or out there changing the world. And then somebody asked a question and said, do you feel the world is changing? And do you feel the world is changing for the better? Well, at that point, my world had changed because I realized that I wasn't just Filippo anymore, just going to a party and experiencing it in a certain way. I don't know how to put it because this is new to me. All of a sudden, I turned into the guy that I am when I'm on stage and the guy that I am when I'm on radio and the guy that I am all the time with my friends. But for some reason, here was an open forum that I didn't expect to have, and I was truly feeling the need to step up to what we're saying here. And we're saying we are life changers. We are masters of change, and we are agents of change. And though I didn't want to take over the party and it was Valentine's Day, this group of people was asking me, tell us about the changes you know. And it was an interesting shift, I have to say, that happened inside of me. And so I started to go into the changes, and it's interesting because I started to bring in elements of Valentine's Day, and so in a way, because one of the things was, the question was, how is the world changing? Is it going to get better, or is it going to get worse? And I said, you know, for some, it might get better. For some, it might get worse. And they wanted an explanation. I said, you know, it's kind of like makeup sex. Trying to make the connection with Valentine's Day, I think. I hope. I don't know where that came from. But, of course, they wanted an explanation. And I thought, okay, let's see. You know, people say that makeup sex is so much better than just regular sex because you've had an argument. And so you know, all that passion and energy has come out, and now you have this makeup sex, and you're loving each other again, and you're reminded of why you love each other and all that good stuff. And I say, I contend that you can go from just before the argument starts straight to makeup sex without having to have the argument, because the argument is only a catalyst for change, is only a catalyst for growth, is only a catalyst to help us understand each other, to help us get to another level. And sometimes going through that argument is the only way people know how to do it. But there is another way. So some of us, if we choose, can choose to see the beautiful changes in the world and go, instead of going through the mire of what could be created, we might be able to just circumvent the whole thing and end up in our happy place and be the change there. And some of us might not have the tools to go past the argument or around it, and they have to go through it, because that's the only way they know how. It's the only way they saw their parents do it, or their teachers do it, or their friends do it, and now they do that too. So there are changes going on in the world, and there are so many people that have different ideas as to what they are here to be, or they are going to be. But one thing I know for sure is this theory about going around the argument straight to the makeup sex, going around the problem straight to our happy place, so to speak, or straight to peace in the world. Whether that is possible or not is an option that we can try and choose. And I'll have to explore this more and talk to more people because, like I said, it just came to me yesterday in this forum. But there is another aspect. There is the aspect of no matter what happens, we can choose to see things in a different way, in a different light. And so if going through this process, we are enlightened knowing that we don't know how else to do it, we're in the middle of this argument, but makeup sex is on the other side, we can start to look at the argument and start to feel somewhat good about it, knowing we're getting closer to the makeup sex. So the analogy working here is that if things are starting to get darker in our lives, we might be able to say, this is part of our change, this is part of our transformation, and we know what's on the other side. A new world, peace in the world, our happy place, a higher dimension. Whatever it is that we see on the other side, we can start visualizing it as closer and therefore be able to deal with what's going on in the moment differently. And so those who can do that and have the tools will see that experience completely different from those who don't have those tools. So that's part of what we're about here at Life Changes, helping us get those tools, remember those tools, create those tools, what have you, in this time where these tools are so needed and haven't been there for us. And one of the ways we do it is to bring on experts of change who have had, again, changes in their lives, are helping other people change, or are out there changing the world. So we are Life Changes, where you can find us at www.lifechanges.ws. And I am Filippo Voltaggio, and I hope you enjoyed what I just shared with you tonight. And now I know you'll enjoy this aspect of our show, where we bring in just that, a life changer, someone who has changed his life, who is out there changing other people's lives, and who is changing the world through his foundation, the Cool Change Foundation. Our guest today has a fascinating, horrific, amazing story. Let me just give you just some pointers here. By the time our guest was 8 years old, he had lost 4 of his brothers and his only sister to disease. They died, and he remembers his parents leaving with one of his siblings and coming back without them. And he would just go into a corner and not understand and not want to talk about it and not listen to what was being said. That alone sounds extremely traumatizing to me, and something that would definitely affect someone's life. At 9 years old, he suffered severe brain trauma that resulted in his entire right side being paralyzed, half his sight gone, no mental or physical coordination, and absolutely no coping abilities. He was ultimately diagnosed as a vegetable. Now, you know he's here, so something did change. Through his family's love and patience and the aid of physical therapy, his vision and speech started to return, and combined with many frustrating hours of hard work, our guest amazed the medical profession and made medical history and began a tough integration back into society. However, unfortunately, he was left with many disabilities and no self-esteem or coping mechanisms. So he was also on prescription drugs and started to face battle after battle, and continuing with his health, and also because of his slurred speech and his mental confusion, a lot of that which was caused by the prescription drugs, he decided to take matters into his own hands a different way and turned to smoking 2 packs of cigarettes a day, as well as his daily doses of marijuana, alcohol, and recreational drugs, sex, food, and other forms of immediate gratification. So it just keeps going, and I don't want to steal his thunder, because there are felonies and DUIs and another death in the family and ending up on Skid Row, heroin, cocaine, and incarceration. I'll let him tell the story, but now he is a TV and radio host. He is an author, a motivational speaker, a life enhancement specialist, a visionary, and one who has received honors after honor and is out there really helping people change their lives because of who he has become. So we're very proud of him and very honored to have Bradley Quick on the show. Welcome, Bradley.
Welcome, Filippo. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, you know, the funny, you said, welcome, Filippo, as if I'm on your show, which is funny because, you know, Dorothy Lee, our producer, has been wanting to have you on the show for a long time. And I've said, no, not Bradley Quick.
Why would you say that?
He's a radio host. He'll try to take over.
That's right. I'll try to take over. Sure.
Well, do take over. Tell us.
First of all, I want to say thank you very much. I love your show. And I love you, and I love your producer, Dorothy Donahue. I think the whole thing of what you're doing, the whole cause, is so much along the same lines as what I'm doing.
Yes.
And it's hand in hand. I mean, it's two different avenues, definitely. But we're going in the same place, which is positive change.
Yeah, and, you know, it's interesting because little by little, I'm starting to tell my story on the show, as I know you do on yours. And I'm thinking, as traumatized as I was, I look at your story and say, my God, thank you for not having had that life. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. And that's the whole reason I put the story out there, not to pat me on the back and look what I did, but at the same time, look what I did, what you can do. You know, if I can do it, you can do it. If it goes from this extreme to this extreme, imagine how easy it would be and how senseless it would be for you not to take action to change.
You know, Bradley, I've known you for several months now, and I get to see you often, and it's a lot of fun every time I do. And I do have some friends or acquaintances, rather, that pretend to be happy. And I just can tell they're pretending to be happy. Now, you always seem very happy to me. And you genuinely seem happy. You're not pretending. And then I learned more about you, and, of course, from your book and all, and I thought, how can you possibly be happy and help us do that?
Well, there's an opportunity for everybody to be happy. Happy is really where it's at. And happy starts with being of service. Happy starts with enhancing other people's lives through a smile, through a gesture, through a comment, through a conversation. Because if you do that and you watch somebody else smile because of something you've done, it comes right back at you. So it's always good to go out there and see who you can help, see who you can talk to, see whose life you can enhance. Because by self-forgetting, one finds.
By self-forgetting, one finds. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're a child of 4 years old, and your siblings passed. How does that not set the tone for your life? How do you turn that around?
Well, what I had to do eventually is I had a profound spiritual experience in 1987. Then I had to adopt another method of living, one other than my own, and live it every day through ritualistic behavior until it became an automatic conditioned response. Once it became an automatic conditioned response, I had a chance to uncover, discover, and discard what I thought I know. My fears, anxieties, hesitations, worries, concerns, right? Mm. All my angst. I got to get rid of that, which really was created complete and total vulnerability. Because now I'm a raw nerve ending with no BS to hide behind, no facade. And that was scary. And so I had to grow up all over again, but it's an entire process. And people that have trouble in their life, stuff that they perceive as trouble, people that have situations in their life, circumstances that aren't favorable, are only building an arsenal. Only building an arsenal of through which they can carry a message of power, a power and change to other people who suffer from the same thing. That's why I can walk into prisons, jails, institutions, corporations, rehabilitation centers, anywhere and touch people. Because I've been there, done that. But it's all about getting rid of what you think you know. And adopting another method of living, one other than your own, will change your life for the better.
You know, it's interesting that a lot of what is in your history, most people would want to hide. Instead, you're putting it out there to help most people. So someone might say, and the other aspect of that too is people might judge So they don't, if they don't know about you, well, he's had a DUI, or he's, you know, he's been on the street, on Skid Row. You know, what kind of a guy could he really be? We judge as a population, and here you're putting it out there and standing as this fine example with all this list of awards and all, saying, yes, I have all that, and yes, I am who I am now.
Well, I am who I am now because of all that.
Ah,
if I didn't have all that, and then the
and that's our show. I mean, what more do you need to know?
If I didn't have all that, coupled with the spiritual experience, right, and then doing things differently, do you understand? I had to follow another path of living daily, as I still do. Daily ritualistic behavior that consists of mentors, consists of rituals, consists of different behavior. Remember, you take the body, the mind, and follow.
Mm.
The positive action cures everything. It always does and it always will. Do what you fear most and you control fear. You know, I had to implement all that stuff.
Mm.
Right? And I had to go to those groups and to meetings and to participation and read things. And every day I have to do that. Every single day. And only by doing that since May 1987 do I have an opportunity to be as clear as I am today.
Mm.
With a purpose. Remember, we all... You get me excited now.
I like
the,
that.
The entire challenge for the human race is to uncover, discover, and discard. To get rid of self-will.
Mm.
Right? By doing that, working a process other than your own, and getting rid of your fears, anxieties, hesitations, worries, and concerns, right? By in judgments, by getting rid of all that stuff, you can open yourself up to the sunlight of the Spirit and be inspired intuitively with a thought or a decision by the powers that be in the universe.
Mm.
Now, you are terminally unique, as is your DNA or your fingerprint. You are one of a kind. Each one of us is so very special. So very special. And our talents are so very special. And that is our purpose. And if you can surrender long enough, if you can be of service long enough, if you can be self-forgetting long enough, you can find your purpose.
Mm.
And what comes with purpose is passion.
Mm.
Passion. Real passion, real concern, real caring. And I don't know, I may be playing the ukulele. You may be doing vocals like you.
He's doing the air ukulele right now. Yeah, he really is.
It may be doing the vocals like you. Or it may be speaking to group. I don't know what your purpose is. Maybe riding a unicycle. But whatever it is, when you find your purpose, and when you participate in your purpose, you've never been so high. You've never been so free.
Mm.
You've never been so fulfilled or had so much love in your life.
Mm.
It's when you're doing that. And when you're in your purpose, you're not thinking about you. You're thinking about what you're doing for others. And that's the total prize. Right there. By self-forgetting, one finds. By self-forgetting one finds. Got you smiling.
Yeah. You always get me smiling. I've never heard that before, actually. By
self-forgetting
one finds. Right. Mm. You know, actually, and then I've heard you speak before, and I like you had this thing, you had me going with this thing about the world's been going around for...
Well, it's perfect. And I wasn't going to go there. If you like me, I'll be more than happy.
You don't have to do the whole thing.
No.
We'll tease them.
The fantastic thing is that the planet Earth is going around 1,036 miles an hour.
Right.
It's been doing that for 3.9 to 4.6 billion years.
Okay? Right.
And the result of that is the perfect gravitational pull. Right?
Right.
But not, this planet is not only going around 1,036 miles an hour, it's on a 23.45 degree axis.
Right.
Which gives us the four seasons. Every time I say that, I want to start singing Jingle Bells or something.
The four seasons?
The four seasons, yeah, like Christmas. You know.
You can, go ahead. You want to?
But the thing is that they've been doing that for 3.9 to 4.6 billion years. Now, the planet of ours is going around 1,036 miles an hour. It's tilted 23.45 degrees, right?
Okay.
Is orbiting around the sun at 67,000 miles an hour. That's moving, right? And it's scientifically proven, if we were sway 1 inch further from the sun, life's over.
Right.
1 inch closer, we're done.
Right.
It's perfect. It's absolutely perfect. 3.9 to 4.6 billion years. And the geese know which way to fly in the wintertime, right?
Yeah.
They didn't ask you for directions.
No.
They didn't ask me for directions. Right? The caterpillar builds a cocoon and comes out a butterfly. It's all perfect.
Uh-huh.
Every cell, molecule, atom, and chromosome in your body knows exactly what to do to keep you alive. And as much as we abuse ourselves.
Right.
And batter ourselves.
Right.
And put these poisons in the system without even knowing it. Mostly due to immediate gratification.
Mm.
This tastes good, this feels good, whatever. But it's so perfect. And the idea for us is the human race, we're the biggest, dumbest organism on the face of the planet. Because we think it's all about us. When it's really not.
Mm.
It's all about us giving up. Surrendering. Going to the winning side. That's what it's all about. Because once you plug in your fingerprint on that socket, your DNA into the powers that be in the universe, wow, you become as in tune as the bumblebee, the grasshopper.
That's so funny you should say that, because, and you also mentioned the birds, the flock of birds. We could never do that.
Do
we
what?
Fly like the birds in formation like that, because we'd each say, no, let's go this way, no, let's go this way, hey, let's do this, and then, wait, they go and do that.
Right.
We would be a mess up there.
But see, you will intuitively know how to handle situations which used to baffle you. You will intuitively know how to handle situations that used to baffle you. Once you adopt another method of living, uncover, discover, and discard what you think you know, right? Get out of your self-preservation. Get out of your self-preservation, right? Open yourself up to what can be so that you might be inspired intuitively. Then you're going to know how to handle situations that used to baffle you. And your intuition comes into it at that point. Intuition. For years, I always heard that intuition, but overrode it with my self-will.
Oh.
With what I wanted and what I desired and what I thought.
Oh.
In my skewed mind. And the funny thing is, if you keep doing what you're doing, you'll keep getting what you're getting.
Yeah.
And if you want something different, you got to do something different, right?
Right.
No change, no gain. Right?
Oh, that's a new one.
And if anybody else would have done the things to me that I did to myself, they wouldn't be a friend of mine, right?
But you did it.
Right, but I keep on wanting to analyze my life and fix my life when I've been my own worst enemy. And I'm saying this for everybody out there.
Mm.
If anybody would have done the things to you that you've done to yourself, they would not be a friend of yours. But yet you want to analyze everything and think about everything and make your own decisions. Why not find a mentor? Why not find somebody that's been out there and been there, done that? Somebody that's changed their life, somebody that you admire and respect, and follow their method of living on a daily basis, day in and day out, week in and week out, month in and month out, year in and year out, and boom, before you know it, you've got people following you, you've got people calling you, you've got people asking you questions, you've mastered something, you started a radio show, a TV show, written a book, and doing seminar, doing something.
Mm.
You're helping others now. It's all about helping others. It's all about bringing that passion out.
Yeah, I was about to say, you know, I'm missing the passion here, Bradley.
Missing the passion. We are missing the passion, okay.
I'm just playing with you. I want to remind everybody that we're talking to Mr. Bradley Quick. What's a CHT, by the way?
That's a clinical hypnotherapist.
Ah, okay. So he's a CHT, but he's so much more than that. He's a TV and radio host. He's an author, a motivational speaker, a life enhancement specialist, and a visionary. And you're listening to him on Life Changes. And you can find out more about him and more about us at www.lifechanges.ws. Now, actually, tell us about your book. The first thing that struck me about your book is that when people write a book about their lives, they usually write a book about their lives. And somewhere in there, there's something that can help you, or there's a short paragraph or a couple of them at the end of how you can use this to help you in your life. Your book is one paragraph about your life, and then one chapter, and then the rest of them are things that we could do to help us.
It's all about a process for positive change, and I've said it already many times in this conversation. But it's about adopting another method of living. It's about doing things differently, which is what really hurts. Because what do change and fear have in common? They're both the unknown, right? It's easier to keep doing what you're doing than just go out there and do something else. And what we offer people is a proven method of positive change, of doing things differently and getting different results, removing the layers that were built up over years. Mm. Remember, your subconscious mind, your personality, is developed between the ages of 0 and 12. That's who you are. That's when the gatekeeper, the guy between the conscious mind and the subconscious mind, says, these are knowns to us, and these are unknowns. We'll let the knowns in, keep the unknowns out. Well, all those unknowns aren't necessarily bad. All those knowns aren't necessarily good. But it's what the mind knows.
Mm.
That's why people make, when people make resolutions, New Year's, birthday, whatever it is, that's some anniversary, they say, oh, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. It lasts for about a week and a half, and they're back off to where they were. Mm. That's because it doesn't last long. You cannot convince the subconscious mind with the conscious mind. It doesn't work that way. So what we offer in the book is it's a non-threatening alternative to traditional methods of substance abuse and behavioral disorder recovery. And it's a great thing because it's about self-discovery. Learning about self.
What could be more exciting?
Exactly. But it's a process that you must engage. You must engage the process because if you keep doing what you're doing, you'll keep getting what you're getting. Mm. If you want something different, you got to do something different.
And this applies on all levels of life because there are people that are doing what they're doing and they're making a lot of money doing it. But in other areas of their life, they're miserable or they're lonely or they're without relationship or family.
Well, the fact is, as much as 95% of the population would benefit by doing something different, right? But the existing methods that are out there, proven methods, much like mine, are targeted towards certain audiences.
Mm.
You know, whether that be the substance abuser, the sex addict, the this, the that, and so normal people are never going to fit into that mold, so they're not going to do it.
Mm.
Right? We have a non-threatening alternative here.
Mm.
It's called the quick fix. Who doesn't want a quick fix?
Actually,
wants a quick fix.
I'm glad you mentioned that because we hadn't gotten there. The quick fix is the name of the book, A Simple Process for Positive Change. And actually, you have a CD series called Positive Chat Power, and it's a guided meditation.
It's a guided meditation because what this series does, and you get excited. Are you ready for the passion? What this series does is it encompasses all three modalities, your conscious mind, mm-hmm. your subconscious mind, and your physical body. And that puts them all together as a force to move forward, as opposed to we're trying to change the 88% of our mind, the subconscious, right, with the 12% of the conscious mind. We're trying to pull it along, right?
Mm.
While we're poisoning the body still and it's not moving anywhere.
Interesting.
Or reverse mindset, what we're doing is putting all three together. And if you get into it, if you get over that little hump, right? If you get over that little mogul, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you get over that little pause, you'll get into the action. Once you get into the action, you get into the feeling, it's all over. Because then the momentum takes place. And you keep getting positive results. And it's wonderful. And remember, the answer is in the description of the problem. Why? Because the cure is in the perception of the solution.
All right, the cure is in the perception of the solution.
It is.
Okay.
If I say you're a licorice addict, and
hey, it's not about me. This show's about you today.
If I say I'm a licorice addict.
Well, what kind of licorice?
No. Listen to me. This is a good point here. If I say I'm a licorice addict and I recovered from this eating licorice, doing this, I'm not a licorice guy. I don't need that. You know what I mean? This is all encompassing. It's for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that wants some change, whether it be a big change or a little change, it's got a concordance attached to it. A concordance. You have a problem, you have a solution, it's got the answer. It's got the question and the answer. Boom, page whatever, you know?
Mm.
Amazing.
So a question doesn't come without the answer coming with it.
Exactly.
Mm.
Exactly. You got a question, it's in the book. Back of the book, you find the page the answer's on. And you go there. It's amazing.
Wow.
It's a problem-solution-oriented handbook. It's a problem-solution-oriented handbook.
And that's the book we're talking about, which, clever, by the way. It's Bradley Quick, and the book is Quick Fix.
Right, the radio show is the Quick Fix.
I was just about to mention, see, I told you. Here he is, taking over the show. Go ahead. as a matter of fact, talking about taking over the show, you're
taking over the show. You're taking over my show.
That's right.
You and Dorothy Donahue, that nice lady Dorothy Donahue, our first 2 weeks in March, is it?
I don't know.
I think so.
Just tell me and I'll be there.
The third, I'll be there. It's the 3rd and the 10th.
Okay.
I think of the 4th and the 11th.
Your show's on
it's the fourth
Thursdays?
And the 4th and the 11th.
On what network?
We're on BradleyQuick.com. We're okay. on Twitter.com, The Quick Fix. We're on Stick'Em.com, The Quick Fix.
Okay.
We were on KRLA here in Los Angeles for 5 years, and we were doing live once a week, and we found that we were getting much more exposure and interest on the internet.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
So now we get 300,000 to 400,000 hits a month on the website, BradleyQuick.com. We get 500 to 1,000, sometimes 1,500 unique visitors a day. People listen to the shows. And from 20 to sometimes 40 different countries. So we're touching millions and millions of people.
And you're doing a great job. And as a matter of fact, you're having some amazing guests on. Dr. Wayne Dyer, John Bradshaw. Actually, thanks to you, we met Don Miguel Ruiz the other day.
Yep.
So you're attracting the best of the best, and I'm attracting you. So we all must be doing something right here.
Exactly, we have the creme de la creme. We have the biggest transformational names in the whole world, and we have superstars. We have up and comers. We have people that are established. We have people that are going to get established. We have people that have good ideas that are waiting for it to happen. We have nutrition, wellness, health, weight loss, psychology, spirituality. God, you want to talk God or no God? You know what I mean? We're not a God show. We're not any specific show about bringing answers to problems. We're about bringing solutions.
Right.
You know, and we have over 700 hours of archived shows on the website.
Right.
You can go there and look up any topic, any personality, any celebrity, any subject matter that you want, and find the answer right there in the comfort of your own home or office.
What is this, commercial? Just call now, 1-800.
1-800.
Quick fix. Hey, you should have that.
I'll work on that. We do have an 800 now. It's 329-0474.
Oh, is it?
1-800-329-0474.
That's
money. 1-800-329-0474.
You know, how does it feel to go from where you started to here, and then have people say to you, well, you know, I can't do that. You could do that, but I can't do that.
Well, I think that's self-defeatism, and that's a lack of self-esteem and self-worth. That, too, has plagued me in my life.
Mm.
I was never good enough. You know, I had the situation with my father, who the man who I admired most, telling me, no, you can't, no, you won't. Let the people who do that do that. You're not smart enough. You know, and all that stuff had such an impact on me.
And he wasn't doing it to put you down.
No,
that's just the way they talked back
exactly.
then, right?
Okay. But I felt it.
Oh, you know, absolutely. Oh, trust me, I know.
I'm putting that out there for the parents of the world. Be careful what you're saying to your kids.
Right.
Because what you think is nothing has such an impact, right?
Yes.
And so, and you carry that, and then there's the death of everybody, the abandonment issues. Mm. You know, there's the why me. There's going from little superstar. 4 or 5 years old, I spoke 3 languages. 4 languages. I was an Olympic swimmer, a little kid like that. There was a little league baseball player, one of the best, and a football player, an academic. Mm. I had it going on as a little kid, and I had this accident. Came out all paralyzed, all messed up, couldn't walk, couldn't talk, couldn't do nothing. All of a sudden, I was helpless and hopeless. Lonely, separate, different, and afraid. Wanting nothing more than your attention. Doing anything stupid to get it. And to come from that to where I'm at today, it's just amazing, but it goes back to what I said originally in the first part of this interview.
Mm.
It's all about doing things differently.
Mm.
As fearful as that is, surrender to the fact, I don't like to use that word, but it's the only one I know that will explain what I'm trying to say. Surrender to the fact. Give yourself up to the winning side, to somebody that's got a proven method of doing things, and take off, let it happen.
And it could be the same method that we would come up with on our own if we just got clear enough. And sometimes, you know, we might follow one and then another or what have you, and we start to realize that some of the answers, not all the answers, are inside of us. It's just that we've got this onion so packed.
Well, I think that what you say is true, but that's way down the line. You've really got to do some powerful stuff.
Oh, before you find it outside. Absolutely. But I'm saying that, you know, eventually you start to find your own.
I use three words: uncover, discover, and discard.
Right.
It means that you've got to dig way deep to uncover all the stuff that you've been running from.
Right.
Because your whole life, and I don't. It really isn't important how severe or mild this is in your life. Mm. It's still a fact. We've been running from self. We do that through food. Mm. We do that through business. We do that through reading books. We do that by taking drugs or drinking alcohol or having sex or whatever it is. We are running from self. Mm. Because for us to catch up with us is nothing but pain in a lot of situations. Nothing but pain. That rejection, that abandonment, that abuse. What we perceive as abuse, it's all a perception game.
So we are having a hard time being who we are because we feel that we're not good enough. So we partake in all these activities or these experiences that keep our mind active.
To evade us from being alone with us. Mm. To keep us from being alone with us. Mm. You know, so what we need to do is get another way of doing things and we'll change our perception. Change your perception, change your life.
Mm.
Change your perception, change your life. You know, because it goes again. If you keep doing what you're doing, you'll keep getting what you're getting. If you're happy with what you're getting, keep doing it. But if it's getting old for you, if it's not making sense anymore, if you know you could be better, because your whole life people say you've got such potential.
Mm.
Right? We've all heard that, right? So let's live up to that. Let's make that happen.
You know, one of the things I like about you, you're in a really great place. You're at the top of your game, you're doing what you know, and you're helping people, and yet you're always saying you're looking for improvement. You're looking, you go deeper and deeper. You don't stop.
You can't stop. You know, I started this fund. I quit working in 2002. I am now the executive director, unwillingly, of a foundation. Why? I don't know what I'm doing. I have great content for radio shows and books and seminars and CDs, right? I have great delivery. I do nothing but that's my purpose in life, is to talk to groups of people.
Right.
I do that really, really well. But I'm not a marketing expert. I'm not a businessman. I'm not a grant writer or a proposal. I'm not that guy.
And yet you've done all that on your own, and we'll, you know.
Right, because the point is, up to this point, if I stop, it stops.
Right.
And I can't let it stop because it's what I aspire to do, who I aspire to be. It's the message that I put on the planet Earth to carry.
And that's what I alluded to earlier in the show, the Cool Change Foundation. So as we're closing our interview, this is exactly perfect that we want to talk about this.
Well, it's time for a cool change with the Cool Change Foundation. It is.
Call 1-800.
329-0474. That's 1-888. No. 1-800-329-0474. It's
What am I calling when I do that, actually?
The Cool Change Foundation. You're calling the Cool Change Foundation.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, so that's a good number to give out.
Yeah, it's 1-800-329-0474. The whole mission statement is about bringing life enhancement to all kinds of people.
Mm.
It's about changing the dynamic through which recovery or self-discovery is perceived in this country, to make self-discovery, recovery, an ambition, as opposed to the shame-based stigma that it is today.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
If you say recovery, people walk away. You know, and there's five words that we don't use at the foundation.
What's that?
Alcoholic, addict, recovery, God, and hypnosis.
Okay.
Because those words have negative connotations. So we're not about bringing negative connotations. We're about helping people. Helping people get a better life. Get a better job. Get a better career. Get a better insight. Get a better enlightenment.
Right.
Better fulfillment. Better relationships. With self and others.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Well, thank you very much.
You're pretty cool.
Well, thank you very much, Filippo. You're pretty cool, too. So is that lady that you hang out with. What's her name?
You're talking about Dorothy Lee, and we're going to have her on. It's about me right now. she'll come on later. No, I'm just kidding. We certainly have a lot of fun here, and we're so happy that we've connected with you, because, like you said, our ideas are so much aligned, and what we're about, and even our shows. And this is great that we're doing your show during the 2 weeks that you're away. So
I'll be doing the with Connie Miller in Oahu, the 27th of February through the 10th of March,
yes,
doing her soul drama workshop, which is all about uncovering, discovering, and discarding, finding your purpose in life, getting rid of your blocks, and creating your vision. That's what it's all about.
How do people learn more about that?
They can go to ConnieMiller.com or SoulDrama.com. Connie Miller Soul Drama. Look it up.
Okay.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, I was about to say, because you're not going on vacation. You just don't stop. I mean,
no,
you're going to do something.
No, this is a great thing. What she does these things all over the world.
Yeah.
All year long. I mean, it's working. She does it in every... on every continent, and I get to go do it now. Wow. I'm excited. Time for a cool change with the Cool Change Foundation. So,
absolutely. You know, Bradley, you're the best. And want to make sure that everybody knows again that we're talking to Bradley Quick, and his book is The Quick Fix, A Simple Process for Positive Change, that his CD series is Positive Chat Power, Guided Meditation, and you can hear his show, The Quick Fix, with Bradley Quick, at thequickfix.com,
it's
right?
Thursdays live 1 to 2, and we can send it out to you in the privacy of your own home or office on Mondays. If you just go to the website at bradleyquick.com and sign up for the weekly email radio show, it'll come right to you. You can also purchase the pre-release copy of my book, the e-copy, for $9.95 and get the Positive Chat Power Guided Meditation CD free. With that,
and you get the amazing story, but you also get all the positive process for change that you have highlighted out that has obviously worked for you from where you came to where you are. What an amazing story! And we didn't even cover a hundredth of it. So there's so much more.
There's a lot of stuff there, but I mean, it's all at bradleyquick.com. You can read my life story there. You can send us comments. I'm also on Facebook under Bradley Quick.
Sure.
You chat, whatever you want to do, I'm here to help.
And he really is. He means that. And we're grateful that you took time out of your evening to come spend it with us tonight on Life Changes. Thank you, Bradley.
Thanks, Filippo.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, my young friend.
hang around so we can connect a little bit.
We'll do that.
Show.
We'll do that. Okay. We got to make room for the superstar.
Yes, let's make room for the... State of the Universe address with our very own Dorothy Lee Donahue. So, thanks, Bradley.
Thank you.
Hi. What a great show. Wow. A couple of days.
Took your breath away, huh?
It did take my breath away. Oh, my God, he talks so fast. I feel like I'm underwater when I'm talking next to him. A few days ago, I read an article at Time.com that has haunted me ever since. It was written by Kevin O'Leary, who's here in Los Angeles, and it tells the story of some people who have found themselves homeless, and their very last refuge before a shelter or on the streets is their car. These people are just like you and me. They could have been your neighbors. For example, Tim Barker never thought he'd have to live in his truck. He was a plumber, and 4 months ago, he was in a one-bedroom apartment in San Fernando Valley with a pool and a jacuzzi. Then on his birthday in October of last year, he and 199 other plumbers were laid off by their union. Now, Barker's 12-year-old son sleeps on the sofa of his cousin's one-bedroom apartment, and Barker sleeps on the roof of the apartment building or in his Ford Ranger pickup. He says, "I'm 47, and I've never lived in my car. When the torrential rains came, both father and son were sleeping in the truck in San Pedro, and they both got very sick. They also had their cat with them." He had checked out shelters, motels, and homeless assistance programs. throughout the Los Angeles area as he's trying to find a place to live so his son can get back into school. He went to a shelter in downtown Los Angeles, but it was bad. Heroin, crack, the odors. His son looked at him and said, "Dad, get me out of here. It is spooky." And now he's trying to get assistance to get into an apartment in San Pedro. PATH, outreach workers, are talking to him about the possible eligibility for federal assistance with rent and utilities under the new federal homelessness prevention program. The writer of this article goes on to say, for people who cannot afford rent, a car is the last rung of dignity and sanity above the despair of the streets. A home on wheels is a classic American affair, from the wagon train to the RV. Now, for some formerly upwardly mobile Americans, the economic storm has turned the back seat or the rear of the van into the bedroom. John Edmund, chief of staff to Long Beach Councilwoman Dee Andrews, had this to say about an overnight police ride-along he participated in December. "We found six people sleeping in their cars. One was a widow living in a four-door sedan. She and her husband had been Air Force veterans. She didn't know about the agencies that could help her. And then there's the woman who lives in her BMW in Marina Del Rey, a rather swank neighborhood. She was self-employed for 36 years, and now she sits alone at night in her car with a blanket and reads until she falls asleep." Cars are the new homeless shelter, says Joel John Roberts, CEO of PATH, People Assisting the Homeless, the largest provider for services for the homeless in Los Angeles County, which had nearly 50,000 people homeless in 2009. Of these, experts estimate that up to 10% live in vehicles, even though doing so is illegal in most of the county. These people who are trying to survive are being hassled and ticketed. Their cars get impounded and the fees mount up so they lose everything. And once they've lost their car, they have absolutely nowhere to go. People who fall into homelessness say it feels like a downward spiral. A layoff, a medical emergency, or a domestic quarrel sets off a chain reaction of bad luck. And at the risk of falling into the economic abyss as it has increased, even in better times. Before the housing bubble burst and Wall Street collapsed, Yale political scientist Jacob Hacker showed that the big difference between 30 years ago and today is the dramatic growth in income volatility. American family incomes now rise and fall much more sharply from year to year, and this is happening at the same time that public and private safety nets have eroded. However, there is some good news, and that is that our government actually has a homeless prevention and rapid rehousing program to help prevent these kinds of situations and to help people like the lady in her BMW and Mr. Barker and his son find homes. You can find the link to this program on our website. The Haiti disaster showed us all the faces of despair that the devastation of home loss can so easily bring us. And before that, we had the loss of Katrina. And so many of those people are still homeless today. So let us see what we can do to help the homeless here in America, as well as helping the Haitians. And let us feed the hungry here in America, just as we are doing for the Haitians. Let us not wait for another natural disaster anywhere in the world. Let us open our hearts to everyone who is cold, hungry, or without a home. And this is the way we will bring peace to this planet. Until next week, please remember that you are the power in your world. You are the guru you've been looking for. Choose to become a very conscious co-creator by making elegant choices. And never forget that that you are powerful beyond measure, and that you are loved, you are lovable, and you are loved.
Wow, thank you, Dorothy. This is something that has been on our minds lately, because at our last show, of course, we honored Charles Hill, who founded the United Steps Foundation, which also addresses homelessness in Los Angeles by putting an interesting spin on things, putting a face to homeless people. And it's interesting how today, with Bradley Quick, to know that he was on Skid Row in Los Angeles, and here he's out in living in a beautiful place and doing some beautiful things to help
Absolutely.
Beautiful people with an international show on radio and a touring schedule, and it just seems like there are some beautiful people out there right now who are the next Bradley Quicks who need help.
There's so many, and it's amazing. 25 years ago, when I moved here from Texas, I didn't have a home. I didn't know anyone. And people opened up their hearts to me and their homes, and they gave me a place to stay until I decided what it was I wanted to do. I was completely on burnout. And I always say, when I escaped from Texas, because that's what it was like for me. And it's so different now, although there are some beautiful people, and Bradley is one of them, who has opened his heart and home to others. I've done it, as you know, opened up my heart and my home in San Diego to some beautiful young people. We must take care of one another. That's what this is all about. And meeting the people from United Steps, like the gorgeous man who sang a song at our live event, Bernard, what a beautiful man, what an intelligent man. I talked to him for 30 minutes after the program, and it was just amazing. Mm-hmm. He does not belong on the streets, and neither does the woman that I mentioned. She wants a job. She had worked for 36 years and taken care of herself, and there's story after story. Go to Google and Google time and just type in homeless. And this young man has written a whole series about the problem. But what is great is he is offering some solutions. Hmm. And that's what we need to know is out there are some solutions.
Well, thank you for bringing this topic back up for this radio show. We did it during the live event. And it really struck a chord with so many people, especially during this time where, like you said, safety nets are eroding left and right. And
absolutely.
And this is happening to some of our friends and our acquaintances and some multimillionaires. And it's, you know, some very intelligent people. And it's not like they want to do this. It's not like this is like they're... like they haven't been contributing members of society. And so it's interesting how a bank will get a bailout or something like that, but people that have been contributing members of society are fending for themselves.
Well, more people are on the streets now than ever before because of the banks, because of the foreclosures, for the high interest rates and overvaluing the homes. Mm. It just has been created by the banks. And so a wonderful thing came across my desk the other day on the Huffington Post. They suggested that we take our money out of the big banks and put it into credit unions because the big banks are the ones that are creating a lot of the problems. Mm. And the credit unions are more like the way banks used to be. So I mentioned that to a friend, and she said, oh, well, but you can get money at any ATM with B of A and Wells Fargo. I said, you can get it from a credit union, too, as long as they have the star on the back or a few other things. So let us all look for some solutions. We've got a lot of intelligent people out there in our audience, and let's take care of the hungry and the homeless wherever they may be.
We are all part of the change, and we all can be the change that we wish to see in the world. So thank you for giving us some of those suggestions, Dorothy Lee, and for that State of the Universe address.
Thank you.
And that is our show. It goes so quickly, especially when you have a Bradley Quick on the show. we thank him once again for being on the show. And come hear us when Dorothy and I are going to be on, and actually Mark as well. Mark Legere, our other producer, will be on Bradley Quick's show, hosting it while he's away. So we invite you to learn more about our guest and about us by going to lifechanges.ws. And we look forward to being again together next week with our guest, who is to be determined.
No, we have a guest. We have a wonderful, wonderful man next week.
That's right.
Ramon. And he has, he's just doing some amazing work. And part of what he's doing, he's an executive, he's a producer for Ancient Tomorrow. And he's been doing research, and he shows that the LED screens, the big screens, the computers, our cell phones have all been here before.
Yeah, actually, I remember now. That's going to be interesting. They've all been here before now.
That's right.
So that'll be interesting. And it's a conversation that we'll have next week, but the conversation that we had today or any of them, you can keep them going on our Facebook pages or on our website. So by all means, come visit us there. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsor, IonWaves. Change your water, change your life, and Love and Miracles. And to learn more about them, visit our sponsor page and on our website. I am Filippo Voltaggio, and it has been my pleasure being of service by hosting Life Changes tonight. I, along with our segment hosts and producers, Dorothy Lee Donahue and Mark Legere, and our engineer, Seth, thank you for joining us in being part of this show and being a part of the change we all wish to see in the world. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes. Join us here every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and visit us on the web at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. And follow our community on Facebook at Life Changes with Filippo. Join us here next week as we consciously embrace and explore the only constant, life changes.